Okay, we're on the Mishnah on Memches Amar Aleph. Mishabotla Sanhedrin, Botel Hashir Mibes HaMishtos. When the Sanhedrin was bottled, so they made a gzera that you can't sing anymore drinking parties. Shenemar Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin. Mishamesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. When the Nevi'im Rishonim died, and the Gemara will discuss who are the Nevi'im Rishonim, Batlu Urim V'tumim, that's when the Urim V'tumim bottle. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash bottle HaShamir V'Nofes Sufin. Beis HaMikdash was Nechra, we'll talk about the second Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash we'll see. The Shamir was bottle and Nofes Sufin. Uposku Anshe Amonim Yisrael. Shenemar Havshi Hashem Ki Gomar Chosid Ki Pasu Emunim Ibnei Adam. That's the end of the Pasuk. Rav Shim Gamliel Omer, Hey Id Rav Yeshua, Miyom Shechora Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yom Shein Bo Klola, Velo Yorad Hatal Libracha, Venitel Tam HaPeros. Since the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, the whole world has changed. There's no day that there isn't a Klola, the Tal never came down for Bracha the way that it used to, and the real taste of Peros was lost. Rav Yossi Omer, Af Nitel Shuman HaPeros, even the fat, the nutrition of the Peros was lost. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, HaTahara Notla Es HaTam V'Es HaReach, right, when Tara was bottle, so was Tam and Reach bottle, right, it's not at its full peak. HaMaiser Es Notla Es Shuman HaDogon, because they stopped giving Maiser, so the fat of the grain was lost. The Chachamim Omrim HaZnus V'Hakshothim Kilu Es HaKol, and once people were over on Znus and Kshoth Hishuf, different kinds of magic that were Osir, so that destroyed everything. Rashi. Bishir lo yishtu yayin. More before Minoland Mivot lo Sanhedrinu. The Pasuk just says Bishir lo yishtu yayin. It doesn't say when that happened, when they made that gzera. Nevi'im HaRishonim Bigmara Meforish. Nofes Sufim Meforish Bigmara. Anshe Amona Boltchim Barish Bechu V'somchim Vlas Ostov. The Ein Doagim L'chisorin. Anshe Amona are people with faith. They trust the Rabbanu Shalom that he'll do good for them, and they're not worried that they're going to be missing out. Faith that the Rabbanu Shalom, whatever he does for them is what they need and what's good. And they're not going to lose out anything, even if something that appears to them is bad. Gemara. Mimayid Mishibotla Sanhedrin Yaksiv. How do you know that part? But Bishir Lo Yishtu Yayin is talking after the Sanhedrin was bottled. Omer Avhuna Breidor Vishud, Omer Kroz, Zekeinim Mishar Shavosu, Bachurim Miniginosom. When Zekeinim Mishar, that's the Sanhedrin, Shavosu, then Bachurim Miniginosom, the Bachurim stopped singing their songs. Omer Rav, Udna Deshama Zimra Teokir. An ear that hears music should be uprooted, torn out. Omer Rava, Zimra Bevesa, Chur Bevesa. There's music in the house, then there's churban in the house. Shenemar kol yeshore b'chalon chorev basaf ki orza ora. Right, if there's singing in the windows, then that's destruction and the threshold. Ki arza eira. We'll discuss what that means. Mai ki arza eira. What does that mean? Rav Yitzchak bayis hamesubach ba'arozim iru, a city that is what's it called, in the thicket, so it's pretty much safe. Right, is that a house that's in the thicket? Is that considered a city? Even a house that's buried in the thicket, so it's pretty much safe, right? Misroea, if there's a song and music in the house, it's going to fall down. It's going to be destroyed. Here we're talking about music that is secular music. Stam to be happy after the Churban, after the Sanhedrin was bottled, no reason to be happy like that. But Shiros v'Sishbachos by a mitzvah, like by a chasana or by other mitzvahs, or for a person who wants to become inspired by Vodas Hashem, by singing or by having music, that's not what was Osir. And some hold that it's only Osir if you accompany it with wine. It's only osur if you do it when you're drinking wine. There's other sugyas in Gittin that also speak about the issur of music, and from there it's mashma, it's not only by wine, and it's not only osur musical instruments, even singing. But it's also mashma over there that it's only if you do it in a way that is extra special. People who used to have like choirs, waking them up in the morning or putting them to sleep at night. But stam music, we're somech on the head that people listen to stam music, even if it's not necessarily divrei shiros v'sishbachos, and divrei shiros v'sishbachos for sure is mutter. Okay, and the heter is that if it's not, you're not doing it at a wine party, right? Stam music, and you're not doing it to wake up in the morning and to go to sleep at night. And we're not talking having an alarm clock or wake you up or wake up to music. We're talking about having a, you know, one of those walking around bands with the violins in the morning in your bedroom. That if you don't have that, you're pretty much okay. Okay. Omar Ravashi, Shema Minoa. When churban hits a house, it starts with the threshold. Shenemar chorev basaf. The boy seima mehacha ushiya yukashar. Shiya is a demon of shade that that causes destruction to the house, and it starts with the shar. Omar mar baravashi v'didi chazila. I saw this shade called shiya. Umenagach kitzure. It looked like a goring bull. Omrav Huna, Zimra the Nagdi Udabakri, what's it called? Shori. Right? When they used to sing to be mazaris themselves to work, right? The cowboys or whatever to work better, right? That's mutter. The Gardoi. But the weavers used to sing not to make their work better, not to be mazaris themselves, just did it for their enjoyment. That's also singing. If you want to be mazaris yourself with the singing, that's also mutter. You know, Rav Huna bottle zimra. Rav Huna in his city, he made a gzera and they stopped listening to music. Kam meya avze bezuza, umeya soachiti bezuza. So they had such a big bracha that 100 geese sold for 1 zuz, and 100 saw of chitim sold for 1 zuz. Veloi boy, and people didn't want to buy it because they thought that was expensive. So the bracha was tremendous. Also Rav Chizda Zilzalbe. Rav Chizda came afterwards and he said, no, it's not so terrible. You can listen to music or whatever. And he said what we said, all those heterim. And he boy avza bezuzay v'lo mishtakach. And then the prices went up. They couldn't find 1 goose for a zuz. Omer of Yosef Zimri Gavri V'Oni Noshi. Right, if you have what's called, the men are singing and the women are saying the refrain. Pritzusa, that's Pritzus. Zimri Noshi V'Oni Gavri. But if the women are singing and the men are refraining, Ke'esh Beni Oris, that's much worse. That's like what's it called, like fire that catches on to the what's it called, the soulless of Pishton, which burns very, very quickly. It's like a tinder. So, I mean, they're both osir. It's osir to listen to women sing, whether they are saying the chorus or they're saying the main thing. So what difference does it make? Mar says, l'ftulei ha-mikam mikmeha. If you could only be misakin one, people are doing it anyway, and you can fix one up, which one should you be misakin? The worst one is the women, what's it called, singing, and the men answering the refrain. Ramosha Feinstein learns from here that if something is wrong and you can't fix it up completely, but you can do something at least to fix it up partially, there's an inyan to fix it up partially. Om Rabbi Yochanan kol ha-shosa bi-arva mine zemer mevi chomish puranios lo'olam. If you drink wine with 4 different kinds of, any one of 4 different kinds of musical accompaniment, you bring 5 different kinds of tzoras to the world. Shenemar, hoy mashkimei baboker, sheichar yurdofu. People get up early in the morning and drink strong wine. Me'acharei b'neshef yayin, and they, what's it called, they go to sleep late at night drinking wine. Yadlikem, what's it called, v'nefesh yayin yadlikem, the wine lights them up. The Hoya Kinor Novel Tof the Chalil the Yain Mishtehem the Espol Hashem Lo Yabitu, and they don't look to see anything that's Avodas Hashem, but they're wasting their time all the time. They're staying up late drinking wine and getting up in the morning and getting drunk. Maxi Vachra, and with all these 4 instruments, the Novel Tof Chalil and Kinor. What does it say after that? Lachain gola ami mibli das, shegormim golus laolam. Right, they bring, first of all, golus, that's the first puranias, ukvodo mesei ro'av, and they also bring ro'av, shemavim ro'av laolam, famine, the hamono tzochat tzomei, shegormim latorah shetichachash milam deha, right, and also the fact that it says it double, right, tzocho tzomei, is not only referring to a simple thirst, but thirst for Torah, and they make it the Torah is forgotten. The Yishach Odom, the Yashpel Ish, Shigarmim Shiflus, the Sonos Shalakadish Baruch Hu, and they cause the Jewish people, the Sonos Shalakadish Baruch Hu, is talking about the Rishoyim, cause them, the, or Klal Yisrael, to be low, lowered. The Ein Ish Shalakadish Baruch Hu, right? How do you know what's it called? The Ish, right? The Yashpel Ish, what's it called? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Ish, and Amr Hashem Ish Melchoma. The Einei Gvoyim Tishpalna, Shigarmim Shiflus Shal Yisrael. That they cause the Rabban Shalom's covet to be diminished, and the covet of Klal Yisrael to be diminished. Umaksi Vacharov, what does it say after that? Pasuk, and after all those perennials, Chiva Shaol Nafsha Upara Piel Ablichok, the Yerein Hadora Vahamona Ushaona Vaolazba, and in the end they all go down to Gehenim. Rashi. Omer of Yosef, Hochikomar, Vichibayis HaMesubach Barozim Iru, a house that's built in the thicket, is that a city? Shelo Yehi Noach Lichorid, it's like a city, you can't destroy it. Misroeyos, Elamai, even a house that's in the thicket, that's very much well protected, if there's music in it, it's going to be destroyed. Misroeyos Loshen Eira, Kamo Oru Oru. B'seifa Maschum, Yiskofis Habayis Upsocha Maschum, the destruction starts from the threshold. Ushi'iya loshin bayis hashoa me'en yoshev, a house that's desolate. Umitoch kach si'irim meraktim shom, when the house is desolate, shadim come. Umenarkim the kosusim esha'orav, and they destroy the threshold. Zamrei denagdi moshchei svinos, people who are the people who pull the boats. Was that Mark Twain? That's what they used to say when they pulled the boats. Into the harbor. Svinos bechevel shari she'eno el lizarz malach. It's hard work to pull in a boat, so they sing when they do it. Right, whistle while you work, sing while you work, or whatever. What? Right. Udebakri shemizamrin b'shoa shechorshin. Right, the people who plow, so they also sing when they're plowing. Ve'eno el lechaven sashvar mutameyim. They're doing it to make the oxen like the song, so they will go straight when they hear, right, unless you sing off key, then they go off the thing. Right. Shaholkin the kol ashir sha'ori valeim. Right. The oxen like the sounds. Okay. The gardoi ainu el l'schok. But the weavers, when they sing, it's stam for their own enjoyment. Botel zimra gozel al doro shal yizam v'veisom v'veisom ishtos. Rabbi, who was it? Rav Huna, right, made a gzera that they should stop singing stam in the houses and at the parties. And again, it's not parties that are a mitzvah, not chasanas or whatever. Veloi boi, velohoyu rotsim liknosim bekach. And the people didn't want to buy it. It was too expensive. 100 geese with one zoos. That means they could get it even cheaper. Zilzul bo, velohik bedlimchos biyodam. On the other hand, what's it called? Rav Yosef, who was it? Rav Chisda was mezalzel in that gzeira, and he wasn't makbid, and he let people sing, and in the end, the prices went up tremendously. Ke'esh min ha'ores l'fisha ha'one mata ozno limoa es ha'mizamer la'anos achrov. Right? Why is when the men answer the women worst? Because you pay more attention when you have to answer the chorus. You pay more attention to know when to answer. So they're paying more attention to the women singing when the women sing and the men answer than when the men sing and the women answer. The nimtzu hanoshim nosnim libam the kol hanoshim. The kol beisha erva, the siv hashmiini es kolech, says in Shir HaShirin that let me hear your voice, so it's obviously something that is arousing. So kol beisha erva, and so for us, so therefore, to listen to a woman singing. Umadris Yitzro Keish Ben Oris. Listen to women singing excites the Yitzro Hora. Aval Zamri Gavri Va'ani Noshi, But if the men sing and the women answer, katz ksas preaches yesh, they call be isha erva. It's still not proper because it's preaches. Aval eino maver yitzro kolkach. But it doesn't incite the yitzahara so much because you don't pay attention so much to the chorus. The chorus pays attention to the people who are singing because they have to know when to answer. Sheinam azamrim nosnim oznam lekol onim. Livtule haimik mehai im ein shomim lanu levat leshneim. If you can't stop both of them, when they're both awesome, but you can only do one, which one? Naktim levat lezeh shehu keish lenoris. Then better to mevatel the one where the women sing and the men answer than the other one. Tzacha tzama tzame mitargamin in tzachusa. So it's a double lashon. So it means not only regular thirst, but thirst for Torah also. Okay. Yerchiva shaol nafsho la'achar sheviu chomesh puranios halalu la'olam. After they bring the, what's it called, these five puranios to the world, sofa nofim begehenim. That does not the end. In the end, they fall into Gehenna. Okay.
Is there a problem to listen to a shiur that a lady speaks?
A shiur? No, only shira is asur. No. But some people hold that if a woman is speaking, public speaking, so then she has to intone what she's saying and speak, you know, like, so it could be it's asur. There are poskim also, but rov ha-poskim hold that listening to a woman speak, right, is not asur. Only singing. In America, there are no heg that even in frumster places, I don't know, by Hasidim, but by Beis Yaakovs or whatever, that the women speak by graduation or whatever, even though there's men there. It's public speaking. Here in Eretz Israel, there may be places where they don't let women speak. We're no heg that by a levi, if a woman wants to say a hesped, she could say a hesped. The Yerushalmis, the Chevra Kadisha, say, well, you're Americans, we'll turn the other way. But if it would be Israelis, we'd make a taram. That's usually what they tell me. Okay. Mishemesu Nevi'im HaRishonim. Man Nevi'im HaRishonim. Who are the Nevi'im HaRishonim? Omrav Hunez at David Ushmua. When the time of David and Shmuel already, the Invitumim was bottle. David Shmuel Ushlomo. Rav Nachman Omar Bimei David Zimnim Solik Vizimin Lo Solik. Sometimes the Urim Vitumim worked and sometimes not. Shari Shol Tzadik Va'osolo. Tzadik asked for the Urim Vitumim and he got an answer. Shol Ev Yosser Va'osolo. But Ev Yosser asked and he doesn't answer. Shinemar Va'yal Ev Yosser. Yosser went up. They fired him from being Kohen Gadol because he wasn't answered by the Urim Vitumim. Mosiv Rabba Bar Shmuel. Va'yehi Lidro Shalohim Kol Yimei Zecharia Ha'mevin Biro'os Elohim. L'chor, in the time of Zechariah, which is much later, they still were asking the Urim V'tumim. My lab Urim V'tumim, lo b'neviim. No, that's no kasha. They went to Neviim. Neviim still there were till after what's it called, Chagai and what's it called, Malachi. But Urim V'tumim not. Tosh mami shechor be'samikdash rishon botlu ori nigrash uposku Urim V'tumim uposak melech mi beis David. Right, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's when the Urim V'tumim was stopped, not after Shlomo. Uposak melech mi Beis David. Vimlach sheikh adam lomar vayomar tarshos olohem asher lo yochlu mikodesh hakadoshim ad amud kohen lo Urim V'tumim, mashma that there was going to be a kohen lo Urim V'tumim in Bayesheni, right, that was as Nehemia. Omer lo ka adam shomer lechadeiro ad shiich yumesim v'yovo Mashiach ben David. Means until Mashiach comes, there's not going to be any more Urim V'tumim. Okay. Ela Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak Man Neviim Harishonim Lafuke Mechagi Zecharia Umalachi Dachronim Ninu. The Neviim Rishonim were all the Neviim up until Chagi Zecharia Malachi. They were called Neviim Achronim. So the Urim V'tumim was bottled after Churban Bayis Rishon, when Chagi Zecharia Malachi was still around, right? And they were what's it called? They were still around, but there was no Urim V'tumim. And the Neviim before them, when they weren't around anymore, then there was still Urim V'tumim. The Tana Rabbanim Mishemesu Chagi Zecharia Malachi Nistalka Ruach Hakodesh Mishrael. The Afal Pikein Hayu Mishtamshim Bebasko. Shepam Achas Hayu Mesubim Balias Beisgur. Even when the Nevuah went away, still used the Basko, which was the lowest level of Nevuah. And they, what's it called, were sitting in the upstairs by Beis Guria Biericho, Nosnu Aleim Basko Min Hashemayim. Basko, they heard from Min Hashemayim proclaiming, V'omra Yeshbachem Odom Echot Shiroi Shetishra Shchin Olav. Elo She'ein Doro Roy Lekach. There's somebody here amongst you who's Roy that the Shchinah should be shown on him, but the generation isn't fit for it. Nosnu Aleim Behil Lazok. So they looked and they realized it's talking about Il Lazokim. Shemei says, Bidu, Hai Chosid, Hai Onav, Talmidol Shel Ezra. And when Hillel died, they realized he was Roy Shetishra of Shrina. They were masked him, this honor of Talmidol Shel Ezra. The Shuv Pam Acheres Hayimusub Balia Biyavne Nosnu Lem Baskom and Hashemayim VaAmr Lohem Yesh Bochem Adam Echot Shroy Shetishra Shrina Lov El Shein Doro Zakoyin Lekach. Also, there's somebody here, Roy, for the Shrina to be shown on him, except the generation isn't fitting for it. Lachein Nosnu Einem B'Shmuel Akotin. And they looked at Shmuel HaKotan, that he's the one that's referring to. Ukshamei says, Bidu, Hai Onav, Hai Chosat, Tamil Shal Hillel. So when he died, they made the Hesped, he's just like Hillel. The Afhu, Omar Bishas Misoso, when Shmuel HaKotan died, before he died, he said, Shimon V'Yishmoel L'Chorba, he foretold that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Reb Shmuel Kohen Gadol were going to be killed, they were from the Asar Arugim Malchus. The Chavroi, Liktola, and the other ones are also going to be killed. Ushar Amal Abiza, and eventually Klal Yisrael is going to be spoiled, right? Va'akon, Sagin, Asidin, Lemesi Al Amon. A lot of Tzoros are going to come to Klal Yisrael. He already foretold the Churban and the Doro Shel Shmad of the Asor Uge Malchus. The Afal Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova, Bikshu Lomar, Hai Chosid, Hai Onav. By him also, they wanted to say Hai Chosid, Hai Onav, the same Hesped they said for Hillel and for Shmuel HaKotan. Elishanit for sure, Shein Maspid and Haruge Malchus. Yehuda ben Bava was one of the Arasara and Riga Malchus, and you don't say Haspedim for them because you'll incite the government. Okay, Rashi. Solik Pamim Olim Biyodim Shenanim Upamim Shalo Alabadim. Sometimes they were answered in the time of David by the Urim V'Tumim, sometimes not. Shari Kishe Borach David Ne'av Shalom Yotzim Rishalayim Shal Tzadik Burim V'Tumim V'Olsolo Sheshivu. He asked Tzadik to ask the Urim V'Tumim and he was answered. V'Shal Ev Yosser V'Lo Olsolo. But Ev Yosser was not answered. Shenemer V'Yal Ev Yosser Shenestalik Min HaKuhuna. They took him away, they fired him from the Kuhuna. Kuhuna Gedola. Ne'shalo Nenev Urim V'Tumim. V'Hochi Tanya B'Seder Olam Gabe Oron. Ubeborchom etnei Avshalom, right? Yotza imo ad sha'ol b'mala azesim. They took the aron till they came to mala azesim. The nishal b'urim v'tumim. He asked the urim v'tumim. The nistalik ev yosher min akohuna gedola. And that's when ev yosher wasn't answered, and they dismissed him from being kohen gadol. Nichnas tzadok tachtov, and tzadok came in his place. Kedasiv ayomra melch l'tzadok hosheves ha'aron. Bimei Zechariyahu v'hu b'no shal Yehoyada shehoya bimei Yoash. It was the end of the of Bayis Rish. Orei Migrash, Orei Leviim shehishinam hakasu migrashos, shehishitinam hakasu migrashos. The cities of Leviim, you had to have an area around it that was not used for anything but a migrash. Ad Amud Kohen, Alma hayu Urim V'tumim Bayisheni. In the beginning of Bayisheni, it's Mashua, there was Urim V'tumim, right? That Zechariah said that ad om do koin lo urim v'tumim. She says, emar lo, lo shehu yu urim v'tumim. And l'kodim shomer l'chaveiro, until Mashiach comes, right, you're not going to be able to eat from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Alma kol yu meha mikdash rishon hathu. But Maisha, it wasn't bottled in the time of Shlomo. If the urim v'tumim existed, the whole bias rishon. That's the question. Titania, Chage, Zechari, Malachi, Nikru, Achronim. They're the last Nevi'im. And everybody before them was called Nevi'im Rishonim. Shimon v'Yishmuel, Rabban Shimon Shoya Nosi, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol Shaharag to Malchus Yavan. It really was the Romans that killed them, but the Romans were the offshoot of Greece. L'chorba Shasidim Lehorig Becherev L'ktola L'shar Misos Kegon Rabbi Akiva Shasorko Besorov Masrekas Pipio Shel Barzel. The other Harasorim Megal, some were killed with sword. That was Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. They were killed with a sword. And the Rabbi Akiva was killed when they were combing his flesh with iron comb. Rabbi Hanani ben Tradin Shenisraf, he was burnt. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Biluvinio Shel Barzel Kedah Amr B'Saher, they killed him with spears. Shein Maspid Maharuge Malchus Me'emas HaMelech, because they're afraid if they start saying Hespedim for the people that were executed by the government's going to get incited that you don't think that we did the right thing, and they'll kill them too. Therefore, they didn't say Hespedim for Yehuda ben Bavra.